Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, posh Radio 4 lady. First ones of the week. This is Dear Scott. Anything you want to say to us, just send me an email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Dear Scott, Becky, Oi Oi, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. You've been saying on the show for the past few days that since the change in schedule, anything sent in for the PR4L will be read out. I decided to test this claim. Nothing interesting to say, just investigating. Nick, off of Essex.
See, Nick, it really is that easy to get on Dear Scott. We can't guarantee that your message will be read out, but... yeah, there's not really any quality control, is there?
No, she read anything.
And to prove that point, here's the next one.
All right, treacle, oi oi, saveloy, etc. Was in London having a couple of cans, though we were in a bar, so they were served in glasses, when I came across this ridiculously large picture of Ray Winston on New Bond Street.
Excellent. And they've actually sent the picture of Ray Winston.
Yeah, it's huge. It covers the whole side of the building. I quite like Ray Winston.
Do you?
Yeah, even though he's a bit old.
Fancy.
Yeah. When I met him once and I had to hold a microphone, and you know when you like meet people that you quite like, and then I had to sit on the floor in front of him, like sort of, you know, like not even sitting, kind of crouching on the floor with a microphone, and I was like, oh, this is not what I imagined this to be.
No. Was he nice?
He was nice, but I was more concerned that my arm was going to sleep, because after about 10 minutes of holding your arm up, it starts to hurt, so then you have to hold it up with the other arm, and then you really don't look attractive at all.
No.
No. So, but he had nice shoes.
He's
well dressed, yeah.
Are you one of those girls that always is like, oh, if a man's not got nice shoes on, then one of those?
No, but you do notice if, like, you notice if they're polished or if they're scuffed. Let's have a look. What have you got on? Oh, you're always in your socks.
Yeah. White socks as well.
That's nice.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. A few years ago, when the 6th Harry Potter book was released, I won a competition to go to the front of the line at midnight to get the book before the hundreds of people in the line. It was a bit like speedy boarding.
Ah, so like speedy boarding, but with the Harry Potter book. Excellent.
As I passed the people in the line, they gave me many evils, especially as they had been waiting for hours to days. I arrived 10 minutes before the opening of the bookstore at midnight, and everyone made me feel so bad, despite feeling a bit smug. The people in front of me wouldn't budge, though. They ended up in the newspaper the next day, as they were at the front of the line. My head wasn't even seen. I love you, and you complete me. Annalee, 13, off of Poole.
Bless you, Annalee, not getting in the paper. That's annoying, isn't it?
Mm.
Just because they wouldn't move. I'll tell you what, something similar to that. If you have a look at The Sun, if you've got The Sun newspaper there, page 27 today... there's lots of thrill seekers, there's a word that's only used in the newspapers, claiming a world record after getting on a roller coaster naked. And there they all are, right? So there's the main picture. And you'll see, a bit annoying, especially because she's at the front, the lady right at the front, on the left, has been obscured by the front of the roller coaster. So she's not in the paper. Look, everyone else is in the paper, apart from the lady...
Which theme park was that at? Because my friend really, really, really wanted to go to a theme park this weekend. I'm now slightly concerned she was trying to get us into some record attempt for nakedness.
Adventure Island in Southend.
No.
It's the crocodile-themed green scream ride.
Can you imagine if I turned up and she was like, right, brilliant, now we're here. Right, we're going to be part of this record attempt. Then I end up in the paper on page 9, not even page 3.
So she's obviously been obscured by the front of the roller coaster. Then there's another picture... and they've replaced her with some hot babe.
What? Let's look. Have a look. No, they haven't.
They have. Look, there she is. A hot babe with not any top on, by the looks of it. Now, that would be gutting.
Oh, my God.
So in the
they've put in a page 3 lovely.
Yes. So,
oh, bless the woman too behind, who's got tan lines.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
you
little white triangles.
You don't want that on page 27 of
The Sun, do you? Oh, bless her.
Rubbish.
God, imagine if that was your mum. That one looks a bit like Chappers, that one, at the back. This is brilliant. Go and look at this and see if you can spot anyone you know.
I feel awful for that woman.
Like, just check. It's
she's been replaced by a hot babe. Only hot people at the front of the roller coaster, please. What about me? I want to be on page 27 of The Sun.
I'm still checking to see if there's anyone I know on there. At my dad.
Why would there be?
Well, I don't know. You don't know, do you? This is the sort of thing you get on Jeremy Kyle. My parents were nudists. I only found out when I saw them in the sun on the roller coaster. Happens every week.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. Was listening to the show this morning and heard you mention that the jockey, Frankie Dettori, is now also doing a bit of disc jockeying on the side too. Well, this got me thinking. Obviously, when he goes out to DJ, he tells people he's DJing. But do you think that when he goes back to his normal job as a jockey, he then tells people he's just going out jaying? Do you think all jockeys just refer to their job as jaying? Perhaps you could call Frankie Dettori and ask him. OMLG, high five, beep, and all that. Frankie, off of Duntoker, near Glasgow.
Well, thanks for that, Frankie. Random. Jaying.
What do you think? Do you go out jaying at the weekend?
Yeah. Just did a bit of a jay session.
Oh, no, you'd actually be DJing.
DJing, yeah.
If you were jaying, that would be well
weird. That would be really
weird. I'd love it if you spent your weekends horse riding.
You can't...
Please tell me you're an actual jockey.
I can't do it. Remember, I had to go on that TV show because I made the mistake of saying on air that horse riding looked easy.
Yes.
Horse jumping looked easy.
Oh, and then you were Only Fools on Horses.
Which Sarah Cox was on, wasn't she? It was a reality show based on people...
Horse riding. Show
horse
jumping.
Riding. And yeah, I had to attempt to...
Be a
jump,
jockey.
And it was awful.
Comedy Dave used to be a jockey, didn't he?
What?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did he?
Why do I think he used to be a jockey?
Comedy Dave, off the Chris Moore show, used to be a jockey.
Yeah.
So
I've
he's
seen him in a jockey outfit. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why do I think that?
I don't know. It's 7:23.
I'm sure I've seen him in a jockey outfit.
Seriously,
please,
I really don't think you have.
I've
known Dave for like probably 10 years.
But it's been
I'm not
more
aware
than
of this
well.
Information.
No, it's more than once. I definitely remember when I was about 14, he used to be in a jockey outfit.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jules in King's Lynn.
What's going on, Jules?
Not a lot, I'm at work.
What do you do?
I work in the Ford garage.
Oh.
Yeah, I work in the parts department.
In the parts?
Yeah.
How can I help?
I was just texting about Becky was talking about Dave and the jockey outfit.
Yeah, she's convinced that Comedy Dave used to be a jockey.
I don't think he's actually a jockey. He used to sit, like, in the corner on Chris Moore's late night TV show.
Right.
He used to wear a little green jockey outfit. I didn't understand why, but he did.
Oh, I remember this now.
I knew I remembered
yeah,
him
from
somewhere.
Yeah, you weren't going mad.
Yeah.
What channel was that on, please?
I'm not sure. I think that was on Channel 4 late at night. I'm not 100% sure.
Was it?
Yeah.
I do remember now that he did wear a jockey outfit now and again. But
yeah.
He wasn't an actual jockey, was he?
No, I don't think so, but he used to sit there in a little jockey outfit on the corner of the desk.
But why was he wearing a jockey outfit if he
wasn't
an actual jockey? That's just ridiculous.
But that's Dave.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you too.
Do you want to give me a high five?
I'll try.
No. Let's press five.
Oh, it won't work.
Will it though?
Hang on a second.
Try again. Uncomfortable.
Just go
right.
Boop.
No, I've got
no,
to
No, you need to sort your five out. It's really not working.
Yeah, it's not working.
Okay.
Sorry, Scott.
I love you. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Weird. Talking of Chris's show, guess whose birthday it is today?
Alad?
No.
Oh. Dave? Chris? Tina?
No.
Dom?
None of those.
Nope.
We can say happy birthday today to Nana Windows. Happy birthday,
Hello,
Nana.
It's Nana, the inspiration for Nana Window. To all the Nanas in the UK, get down to my reggae beat.
Yes.
Nana, Nana Window, Nana Window, Nana, 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 Nana Window, Nana, Nana Window, Nana Window, Nana, 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 Nana Window, Nana, Nana Window, Nana Window, Nana, 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 Nana Window, Nana, Nana Window, Nana Window, Nana, 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 Nana Window.
Bless her.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
And now...
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's the best of old what's occurring, some of our favourite situations from over the years, from back in the day. Now, Fern Cotton is off Radio 1 for a few weeks. So, as of today, Sarah Cox is back on Radio 1. Love a bit of Sarah Cox. She's She's very much looking forward to it, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Being back on. And this is a great excuse for us to play some of our favourite Sarah Cox moments, which we will do in a moment. I bet you can't guess which one we're going to play. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was not that interesting, really. I just spent most of it packing for holiday,
And you're on your way to a holiday now?
Yes, I'm on my way to the airport.
Where are you going again?
To Hungary.
Ah, what's in Hungary that you're doing then?
We're going to a music festival called Ziget, which is a week-long thing. And, it's just me and my friends. It should be fun, yeah.
Who's playing?
Gorillaz, Faithless, The Specials, The Cribs, The Hive, Mika, 30 Seconds to Mars, some other people, some world bands.
Wow. 30 Seconds to Mars and Mika.
Yeah, that's going to be intense.
Not together, obviously, on stage.
Oh, no.
That would be weird.
That would be a bit weird. Although, I don't know, they could have a kooky combination.
Yeah.
They might be all the animals that go behind him.
Yes.
Never thought about that. Jared Leto is the
Jared monkey. Leto is his new lollipop girl, whoever it is.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, have a lovely time.
Oh, thank you.
So if you win today...
Yes.
Are you going to be able to do it tomorrow, or can you not be bothered?
It's going to cost you loads.
I would love to do it tomorrow, but yeah, it'll cost me loads. You know... Unless you know how to, like, fiddle phones, so it doesn't cost me loads. I
can't even get my phone switched on at the moment.
So, yeah, sorry, I'm a bit useless.
Okay, good. Well, it's good to know that you're dedicated. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I didn't know that I was going to be on at the same time that I was going on holiday.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, you could have cancelled. Joking. It'll be fine.
Oh.
All right, then, let's play the game.
What's the
pity? Sarah Cox is back on Radio 1 today at 10 o'clock. Do you remember when we got Shaggy to call Sarah Cox? Everyone knows Shaggy and loves him.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover.
Bless him. Do you love Shaggy, Sophie?
I do love Shaggy. I love a bit of the one where he walks in and she's on the bathroom floor. I can't remember what that song's called. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
That's probably his finest work, I think.
That video of Chappers recreating that video is still on YouTube somewhere if you want to see him in a silk dressing gown pretending to be Shaggy in the Radio 1 shower.
How do you know that?
Because I filmed it.
And every now and again you check to see if it's still on YouTube.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's beautiful. Anyway, we got Shaggy to call Sarah Cox. But do you think, would she enjoy having a phone call out of the blue? From
Shaggy?
From Shaggy? Anyone would, yeah. So, my question is this. How long would Sarah Cox stay on the phone to Shaggy for? Obviously, we've just got clips of Shaggy and we're calling her with them. How long do you reckon, Sophie?
About a minute and a half.
1 minute 30. Becky?
Have you got clips of him going, and making the Shaggy noises? I think 2 minutes. She likes that.
Does she?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Oh, no. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the pity?
So here is actual Shaggy calling Sarah Cox. When you hear this call, I don't think Sarah believes it is Shaggy, and I think that she thinks it's her boyfriend doing his world-famous Shaggy impression. Have a listen.
Hello? Who's that?
This is Shaggy!
You, babe.
It's Shaggy here. Can you feel the rush? No, you still a sexy lady, though.
Who is it?
Shaggy! You know you will always be my angel, right, Sarah? Love me, love me.
That's quite good, actually.
You better than old Carolina.
Oh, she didn't even know she was talking to the Shagmeister.
I wanted that to go on forever.
I know. Is that you, babe? It was a disappointing 32 seconds Sophie gets the point.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, I found your favourite, by the way, Soph.
Oh, did you?
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
It's good, isn't it, Soph?
That does take me back. What a legend song.
What a legend he is.
He is.
I don't know what to do.
Said it wasn't you.
All right.
Let's go.
Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door.
Brilliant.
Because that's going to get you off, isn't it?
It is.
Just say it wasn't you and everything will be fine.
Wasn't me. Oh, fine. Next!
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's the pity?
Back to some of the finest moments from Sarah Cox. Soon. But now to Becky's favourite man in the whole world. It's a man called Chuck Bass, who isn't real. He is a character on a TV show.
You make me sound like a weirdo.
Oh, Chuck Bass, oh.
Do you love it?
Oh, I love it. Oh, he's amazing.
Thing is, it's not so much Ed Westwick that she's keen on, it's just the character Chuck Bass, because...
Yeah, I definitely agree. He's not that attractive, it's just the whole... the meanness, oh God.
Oh no, you've got it bad as well, haven't you? Really bad.
Oh God, how embarrassing.
That's fine. Because he's actually English, isn't he, Ed Westwick?
Yeah.
But he puts on that kind of American voice and yeah. you lose it every time. Is it the fact that he's mean? Is that why you like
him?
Well,
yeah, he's a bit of a... Yeah.
Yeah, and you know he gets everyone on the show and you think, oh, I don't know, He's just got something.
Yeah.
My friend saw him at an airport in Iceland.
Good.
Great.
Did they say hi?
Nice fact for you. they said hello and he said hi back, but then they kind of stalked him into Starbucks. Followed him around for a bit, and I think he just felt a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They went not too dissimilar to what happened when he came in here.
Yeah. They went too far, didn't they, Sophie? They went too far.
Too far, too far.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Becky...
He thinks you're all right. Don't follow him outside the toilet.
Right, good. Becky did something worse, to be honest. She shamelessly devised a game where Chuck Bass, the character, could perv on her quite a lot.
Yes. Who wouldn't? No, I used to be ashamed of this, but now I'm proud of it. Who wouldn't do that if they had the opportunity?
To be honest, you've got the opportunity to do that. Why not?
Yeah. And perks
you can
the job,
pretend
isn't it?
It's for the comic value on the radio, when really, you know...
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. So, Becky devised this game... where she gave Chuck Bass a minute to come up with as many chat-up lines as possible. Obviously,
genius.
He had to do the voice and the whole thing. So, listen to Becky's reactions as Ed puts on his sexy Chuck Bass voice. You are proud of this, I like it. You've turned it around. So how many chat-up lines did he do, Becky?
I don't think I was counting. It went on for a bit too long. Five. Oh, it's making me go all funny.
Sophie?
Six.
Let's find out.
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's the pity?
So here is Chuck Bass chatting up Becky.
XOXO, Gossip Girl.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
So what, I just roll them off?
Or? Right, so we're going to do Oh, What's Occurring. You have to say, in an American accent, if you can, however many chat-up lines, as many chat-up lines as you can in 60 seconds. And your time starts now.
Get your coat. You've pulled. How do you like your eggs? Ladder in your tights or... Ladder in your tights or Stairway to Heaven? Excuse me, do you have any raisins? How about a date? Are you Jamaican? You're Jamaican me crazy. Is it hot in here? Or is it you? I miss my teddy bear. Will you sleep with me? You're the one that I want. Have a baby by me, be a millionaire.
Yay!
Wow.
I counted 9 there. You're right, Becky.
Yeah.
Brings it all back, doesn't it? Brings it all back. Sophie said 6, which was higher than 5, which Becky said. So Sophie gets a point. Yay.
Yay.
But she can't play tomorrow. Brilliant.
Oh, what's the pity?
Back to Sarah Cox. She's on Radio 1 at 10 this morning, in for Fern. You'll notice that she does talk about one thing quite a lot during her show, and that thing is food. So we did a bit of a food watch on Sarah Cox. This was last year. On one Radio 1 Sarah Cox show, just one show, how many times did she mention food or a food item, Sophie?
25.
Okay, 25. Becky?
I don't think she's trying anymore. I'm going to say 307.
In one show?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the pity?
Here's Sarah Cox talking about food.
Oh dear, well, Greg's past is all round. I'm eating a lot, I'm eating like a whole yard of horses. Sydney sausage is a promise, Riverside. It's obviously not sausage, that'd be daft. Oh no, food, keep mentioning it. I managed to listen to a bit of it while I was peeling my spuds on Saturday night. So lots of bratwursts. Hot dog, great film actually, with the Reese fans in, but I can't remember the hot dog sketch. I always picture Ferg, you know, holding on to a big uncooked sausage. It did indeed look like a big uncooked sausage. Oh. Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. Would you like a fruit stick? Bit of fresh melon. Just get 2 chocolates tomorrow. Hooray. Oh, I feel sick. Just opened a box of chocolates in the studio. One more country fudge. Do you want to... Do you want Christmas chocolate?
All I love
strawberry
one.
Creams are gone. Country fudge. Can I tempt you? I know one. You like a country fudge producer, Neil. Cheese company sent it in. Oh, I wish I were quaffing a bit of eggnog now.
Bag of sugar. Pork. Nice cream. Gravy. I think we just need another brew.
Gravy.
With a bit of cheese.
Pork.
Cookie.
Pork.
Bit of parsley.
Pork.
And cheese.
Pork.
Donuts. To crisps.
Bacon.
Fizzy pop.
Pork.
Pork.
Bacon.
Crunchy.
Pork.
With an half-eaten crunchy.
Donut.
Sipping a hot chocolate.
A sausage.
Chips. Pork. Shoulder.
Chips.
Crackling.
Fruit.
Crackling.
Pork crackling.
Pork shoulders.
Chickens.
I'm going to put my pork where my mouth is.
Pork. My gravy.
Healthy food.
Unhealthy food.
Still going.
Sugar in it. Sugar come down.
Hot noodle.
Hot noodle.
Gravy.
Some ribs on the side.
Stir fry.
Oh, cheesecake.
Chili chicken trifle.
Indian food.
Takeaway.
Curry
house. Prawn patia.
Prawn patia.
Boona.
Curry houses.
Badges.
Curry.
Tandoori.
Curry house.
Curry Bengal.
Balti King.
The mushy peas.
Chilled cocktail.
People saying milk.
It said on Twitter actually white wine.
Flash a bit of white wine and I've
demanded a tuna baguette as payment.
We'll drag him and take the pina colada from his hand and put a form there and he'll chat to us.
Block party and banquets.
Spangly baggy soup.
Some potato wedges.
Yeah.
There's grandma behind a massive knickerbocker glory. Oh, the kids playing in the playground outside. Woo! And go chicken wings.
Even to the point where they used to hide nuts in my pocket.
Oh, just a nice icy beer.
Any peanuts?
Oh, I don't really want my 5-year-old daughter's bed stinking of white wine.
You still there, Sophie?
I'm still there. After quite a long list.
Yeah. Becky, yeah. You were right. It was 307. Wow. So Sophie wins today's What's Occurring, but she is not up for playing tomorrow because something to do with the extortionate cost of phoning from Hungary.
I'm sorry. I know you're worth it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I call you, it's going to cost you, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, it's been beautiful. Enjoy Mika and... And
thank
gorillas
you.
And 30 seconds to Mars.
Can I say hi to everyone in my car that's driving me to the airport? Thank you, Isis, Mum.
Who?
Yeah. Isis, I'm in the car with my friend Ayaz and my friend Kat, and his mum's driving us to the airport.
Ayaz is in the car?
Ayaz, yeah. Shorty, it's like a melody.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know. And can I also say hi to my friend Scott Mills, because he shares your name, and he loves you. Yeah.
You've got a friend called Scott Mills?
I know. All my famous... friends, but they're famous, but they're not properly famous, they just have famous names.
So you've, you've got a friend called Scott Mills and a friend called
Ayaz. Friend called Ayaz, yeah.
Wow.
You two should hang out, and my friends can hang out, and it can be, you know, separate, but we can pretend that we're you.
Have you got any friends called Shaggy?
No, I wish I did. That cool.
Don't we all?
That poor, maybe I'll call my child Shaggy.
Poor bloke being called Scott Mills.
Yeah, I know, he gets complete. And he was once on, like, the local radio, and then the jokes must have gone on for weeks. Oh, dear.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Yeah. He's listening in his shop right now.
Hi,
yeah.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Scott Mills.
What shop's he got?
Well, it's not his shop. He just works there. It's called Country Produce.
Don't know why that's funny. Okay, anyway, right. Have a lovely festival in Hungary.
Okay, have a lovely rest of the week.
Yeah, shame you couldn't make it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
High five.
Bye. High five, because my phone doesn't work.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
A new chart was revealed yesterday with Reggie Yates on Radio 1. It's always on Sunday, 4 till 7. And because it worked so well last time, Becky is now going to do her sexy West Country voice to run down the new charts. Are you ready?
I'm not really feeling it this week.
Are you not?
No.
Why?
Well, I've got a bit of a cold, but I'll give it a go.
Now, you don't have the songs written out in front of you, which is just more of a challenge, really. So, you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
10.
California Girls by Katy Perry.
No, it's not. No, 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 no. What happened?
What?
It was much sexier than that last week.
Oh, right. I think need to think about Chuck Bass.
Yeah. Okay. Low, low.
Right. A bit like that.
That's it, yeah.
Right.
And again.
10.
California Girls with by Katy Perry. And Snoop Dogg.
9.
Swedish House Mafia. That's one. Featuring Pharrell. Brackets Your Name.
8.
Eliza Doolittle and Pack Up.
7.
It's Aeroplanes by B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams off Paramore.
6.
Billionaire featuring Bruno Mars by Travis McCoy. I like it that I gave Bruno top billing. This is The Wanted, an all-time low. Oh, that's a shame they're not number one no more.
4.
It's Eminem, Love the Way You Lie, with me, Anna.
3.
We No Speak Americano. It's Yolanda, Be Cool, and D-Cup.
2.
You try this one, go on.
The Club Can't Handle Me Right Now, Flo Rida.
A new number one this week, it's Beautiful Monster by Neo.
A lot of people loving the West Country chart rundown.
Cheers, then.
You should do maybe when Reggie's off next time, instead of me doing it, you should do it.
Yeah?
Like, all the way through like that. It's 4 o'clock on Sunday. This is the charts.
It might be good until like 4:07.
Yeah, maybe it'll tire. So, more rehearsals today for our one-man shows. I'm doing one, Becky's doing one. One That Doesn't Speak is doing a show, and so is Nick Grimmy Grimmy Grimshaw next week at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. Our normal afternoon show will resume next Monday, this time next week, 4 o'clock, and we'll be in Edinburgh all week. And then we have to do our shows just once, all of us in the evening. Who's going to go first? Have we decided this yet?
Is it good to go first or better to wait and go last?
It kind of gets out the way and stops you worrying, but also it's quite scary going first, isn't it?
I might need a bit more time to revise.
Mm. So, my show, my one-man show, is a cross between this... off of Bourne Films.
Extreme ways are back again. Extreme places I didn't know. I broke everything new again.
I'm a trained CIA assassin.
I threw it out the window, came along.
Jason Bourne.
I know we'll part the colours of my sea.
So it's a cross between that and this. It works.
Does it though?
Yes, it does. The songs of ABBA are so made for the Bourne story. No more carefree laughter. See, it's not a... it's not a problem, the ABBA songs. I've got all those in my head. It's just the lines I've got to do, really. So I'm the only proper actor on stage.
Hey?
Because it's a one-man show.
You just called yourself a proper actor?
Yeah.
You've just played...
I'm on IMDb.
What, for playing yourself? And
yeah,
a policeman?
Can you show that?
Are you really?
I don't know, I think so. Yeah, playing a policeman, a reporter, and myself in skins, actually.
Good work.
Thank you. We're just checking that now. So yeah, I'm the only actor on stage. All the other characters are Rob the Boss and the one that doesn't speak, But they're wearing masks, you see? It's clever mask work with recorded voices. So technically, it's still like a one-man show because they're not really...
You're the only proper actual
yeah,
actor.
Yeah, they're like, you know, they're like my props, really. So this week, we need to record all the lines with the characters, the masked characters. I'm thinking Sarah Cox to play my love interest. So she gets to make out with Jason Bourne.
She gets to make out with you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only it's obviously a mask of Sarah Cox with her recording the voice. And she'll be up for that, do you?
Yeah, she doesn't have to do it actually in real life.
I want Vernon to play a baddie. Probably won't ask him today because he's probably a bit knackered after the triathlon. And then Westwood and Zane, I would like them to be in it too.
Mm, you've got quite a wish list.
Hmm. And then obviously their characters will be played by masks of them. So everyone will be like, yay, Westwood, but it's just a mask, see? Your show is a tribute show.
Yep.
To the great stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
So who have we got?
I'm going to do Michael McIntyre, Alan Carr, Harry Hill, Al Murray and Jimmy Carr.
Wow. In half an hour?
Hopefully, yes. Providing I can learn all the jokes. It's hard work. Like, I didn't realise how hard it was going to be to learn all the jokes. And then you've got to do the timing, right. And then you've got to do the accent of
it's
them.
It's all about the timing.
Mm.
I have noticed you have been carrying around just a DVD of Harry Hill with you at all times.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn him.
Have you got far with the Harry Hill yet?
No, not yet. Haven't started that yet.
Who have you done?
Alan Carr, Michael McIntyre and Jimmy Carr.
Give us a bit of Jimmy Carr.
Okay. Well, hello. I went on Ask Jeeves earlier. I asked him why Google is so much better.
That's really good.
Hello.
What? Hello. Is that not his voice?
Hello.
You do an impression of him.
I can't.
There you go. It's really difficult.
Better. Okay.
I'm just going to stand there and just kind of pull funny faces and... I'm really worried that I might find the jokes funnier than the audience.
Hmm. Catherine says, go first, because you can set the bar and then you won't have to compete with anybody.
Hmm. That's a really good idea.
Ellie says, Scott, as long as you don't sing or act, it'll be all right. The singing and acting involved, actually, Ellie.
Oh, wish.
And the one that doesn't speak show is called The One That Doesn't Speak, Silent But Deadly. And here's this kind of, like, musical comedy. That's what he's billing it as.
Oh, no, he's not. I thought we'd hidden his swanny whistle.
Musical comedy. He was actually fine about everything. But then today when I came in to Radio 1, he was like, quite terrified now. I'm scared of you.
He doesn't have any lines to learn or anything. His is going to be easy.
It's a very complex show, Becky. I've seen what he's going to do. Very complex.
Well, he's more than welcome to swap with me. I'd like to hear his Jimmy Carr.
I'm not trying to create any kind of element of competition here between us. But, you know, you want yours to be good, don't you, really?
Well, I don't mind as long as I find it funny.
Yeah. So we will obviously video these performances and put them on the website. This is happening.
You see, I mean the actual people that I'm impersonating might actually get to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, rubbish.
And we will be there in Edinburgh this time next week, and next Monday evening will be the first of our one-man shows.
I found you on IMDb, by the way.
Yes.
There's like 4 credits where you've played a presenter and a police, and then the rest of it is just where you've played yourself on the National Lottery, Mastermind, Call Me a Cabbie.
You don't
National
need to go
TV,
into all of those.
Upstage.
Yeah, right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oz in Cornwall's been on, and also Shelley in Crewe, and Mark in High Wycombe, and they're all thinking the same thing, and that is, because I said it's One That Doesn't Speak, Silent But Deadly, that's the name of his show, and I said it was musical comedy, quite a few people think it's just going to be like a Trump orchestra. It's not, don't worry, he's not stealing Mr. Methane's act. It's not that kind of show, just to let you know, because some people are concerned.
And do you remember the last time Mr. Methane came in and you had to run out? You went so white.
It was awful. Were you here for that, Tulip?
I heard it and I was frightened.
Oh, just smell of herrings.
Oh.
You'd just been to Scandinavia and you could really tell.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now, somebody I know has got a bit of a problem at the moment, and they just want to kind of put it out there to you, the listeners, and ask for your help, really, because you always, you know, give quite good advice when we ask for things like this. It's a bit of a dilemma. The thing is, it is quite a delicate matter, and this person is a bit embarrassed about it, doesn't really want to, you know, have his voice on air. So he's asked if we can disguise his voice, which obviously we can do, because we've got this voice changer thing. We've used it before, you've heard it. A bit like they do on TV, you know, when someone's witnessed a crime and they film them in like a silhouette and they change their voice. So, bearing all that in mind, let's speak to the person with the problem. Hello, mystery caller.
Hi, Scott, you all right?
Is that...
Oh, no.
Who's on me?
Oh, no.
Is that Chris?
What? Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Chris.
I've put it on the wrong person.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Chris.
Oh, God.
Becky's got the voice changer. I'm so sorry.
So what's Chris's problem?
Hold on.
Right. The voice changer isn't on you. I'm so sorry.
What's going on, man? What are you doing?
Nothing. It's just...
I was meant to be on Chris.
Yeah,
oh, God.
It's supposed to be on you, but no. I've put it on the wrong thing. I'm so sorry.
Is this a joke, man? What are you playing at?
I'm so sorry.
What do you want to tell us?
I don't think he wants to discuss it.
Well, he's got to do it now. We've done a whole link on it.
Right. Oh, God, what have you done?
It's fine. Like, let's just pretend this didn't happen, all right?
Right.
Tell us.
What are you playing at, man?
I'll just say it, because my voice is disguised. You just tell me, and then I'll say it.
Don't say it. Right, we've got to go. I'll speak to you later.
Right.
Bye.
Oh, that
that's really upsetting. Oh, no.
How did you mess it up like that?
This is like when the one that didn't speak spoke that time, because I didn't press the right button.
Oh, did you hear him?
What?
He was so gutted.
I know. But he didn't say it. He didn't say it, though.
Then I said, is that Chris?
Yeah, you did. You did say, is that Chris? I was trying to protect it. Oh, no. It's all fine. Now that you've got the voice changer on, anything you want to tell us? Anything at all?
I just want to know what he was going to say.
Don't we all?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Lucy Smith.
All right, Lucy, what's going on?
I just heard the song and I really loved it, because I'm doing French A-level at the moment and I understood quite a lot of it, so...
Ah, so you understood most of Allure and Dance?
Yeah.
I don't understand any of it. What's the general kind of gist of the song?
It's all about how his like love stamp basically, and then I couldn't quite pick up. I didn't understand the whole thing, but I understood quite a lot of the words. So
I think he's just a bit miserable. He's moaning about the credit crunch.
Yeah, it's just quite depressing. But yeah.
It does sound quite fed up, doesn't
he? He's just on about work and how it's all rubbish, and then there's a credit crunch and problems here, there, and everywhere. And
boof.
Yeah.
Not boof, boff.
Boff. What's that in French?
Boff is
kind of like oh well.
Boff. Oh,
but you always
right,
say beef, like...
Yeah. I did play it, when I played it on Floor Fillers the other week, Becky was like, say boff, because he's, you know, he sounds a bit filled up with everything. So I go on and go, boof, which of course is just me randomly saying beef in the middle of Floor Fillers, which is a bit ridiculous, really. Boof. All right, well, I'm glad you understood it. And tomorrow we're going to play the English version, which will be nice, won't it?
All right. Yeah, I'm
going to
download it.
Yes. Right, give us high five.
High five.
No, just press in five. Press five.
Five. Okay, hang on.
Don't say five.
Okay.
Yes. Love you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
And now time for the stuff you've been saying on Dear Scott. Why not drop me an email and you'll get on? Seriously, you probably will. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Some dungarees have just arrived in the studio. They're for me, aren't they? Okay, I'll have a look at them in a minute. They look a bit...
I never saw Jason Bourne wearing dungarees, but each to their own.
It's ABBA, isn't it?
But I never saw ABBA wearing dungarees.
Yeah, they did.
Meryl
Streep, isn't
yes.
it? I'm Meryl Streep now as well. Off of Mamma Mia.
Meryl Streep and Mamma Mia.
Oh my God, look at them.
They're quite short.
They are. But where... Wow.
Are they for a lady?
Ooh. Ooh, they look designer, apparently. Well, anyway, they do look like they're ladies. Where does my... £5. Wow. Dear Scott now. Posh Radio 4, back on with the stuff you're saying this week. I'll try them on for you in a minute, Becky.
Thanks.
For you.
That's the only reason I come to work, to see your fashion shows.
First one.
Hello, Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak.
Hi.
Last week, you were wondering if Aberystwyth and Carnarvon were far enough apart to produce a long-distance relationship.
Yes, we were talking about long-distance relationships last week and whether they work, and there was a couple that were... One of them was in Aberystwyth, one of them was in Carnarvon, and we were just saying that it was quite a long distance, that.
According to my map, they're 74 miles apart by road. 74 miles might not sound that far down there in that there London... But most of that 74 miles is the Snowdonia National Park, which is really quite hilly. I live in Aberystwyth, and I've never been to Carnarvon because it's so far away. So yes, it does count as a long-distance relationship. Also, Scott and Becky both said you've been to Aberystwyth. When? Why? Are you coming back? You complete me, Daniel, off of Aberystwyth.
Thanks, Daniel. Why were you there?
I was camping. I went all camped, like, all around North Wales, which is lovely.
Mm. Did you go to the National Park, which is quite hilly?
I did, yes. There's mountains there and everything.
I know. Hence being quite hilly.
It does take quite a long time. You can't drive through it.
Mm. I went to do a gig there at the uni. There's a lot of students in Aberystwyth. So, yeah, that's where I went.
Will you be going back?
I'd like to. Not been invited.
No incidents to report?
No. No. Next.
Hi, Scott and Becky, avec the one that doesn't speak.
Oh.
Guess who opened the Staples store in Tunbridge Wells? Here are some clues. One, she likes to talk a lot.
Okay. You?
Me? Do you know what? I would love to open a stationery shop. I love stationery so much.
Do you?
I'm obsessed with stationery. If I had to do like a, you know, when you see the people do like the, they win the grabs around the shops?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to do one in a stationery shop.
Would you?
It'd be amazing to get, like, all the new paper and pens and...
Actually, you do love a bit of stationery.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
My mum was really annoyed with me when I was a kid, because instead of, like, dolls and toys and stuff, all I wanted was, like, staplers and set squares and, like, new graph paper. I think she thought she'd got a weird one.
Didn't want dolls, just a stapler.
Yeah. I loved it every Christmas when I got my new pens.
Yeah.
Well, good. So, unfortunately, no, it wasn't me, but I would love to have opened it.
Also, we've talked about this before. Would you go to a shop just because someone famous was opening it? Because remember, we were talking about Anthony Cotton off of Coronation Street. He got a deal to open all those pound shops, didn't he? And he was everywhere, all over. But do you think people actually turn up because he's there?
If it was someone good, Jane McDonald...
What are you saying about Anthony Cotton?
No, I'm not saying... But I'm saying if it's someone that you really like if Chuck Bass was opening my local chemist, of course I'd go down there.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, but if it did, I would be there.
Did you mention Jane McDonald?
Yeah, she opened, when I worked at a local radio station, she came to open like a building suppliers. She got paid a fortune for that because I saw the invoice and I was thinking, that is extortionate amount of money.
How much?
It was a lot of money.
Tell us.
It was in the thousands, and this was like 10 years ago.
Really? Mm. What, for just cutting a ribbon?
Yeah.
Going, open.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, that is amazing. That's the sort of job you'd want.
When you say thousands, how many thousand? How much did Jay McDonald get paid? Three grand. Back then as well.
Yeah.
For opening a shop.
Yeah, she's a celeb.
Wow.
She's been on a cruise ship.
That's true. Yeah.
Two, she is amazing.
Okay. Could still be you, this.
Three, she is so cool.
Yeah. any more guesses? Who could it be? Likes to talk a lot. Cool, amazing. Mm.
Correct. It was Carol McGiffin off of Loose Woman.
Yes!
Amazing. Love you, Scott. Laughing smiley. M, off of High Brooms. XXX.
I would definitely turn up to see McGiffin.
All the Loose Women are at it, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. This, seriously, get yourself on a cruise ship. This is your way in to Loose Women.
What, to go on a cruise ship to then open a building supplier?
Yeah, it's a long way around, but
then I get on Loose Women?
Yeah,
eventually. Do you think that's how Kate Thornton got on?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But good luck with that, anyway. Next.
Dear Scott, I am the sister of Gareth from Radio 1's Night with Laura feature. He's getting married to an American girl in September in Tennessee, and I was wondering whether you'd like to come along and have a hoedown to some banjos with us at the wedding. After all, you made him the man he is today, although he didn't quite have to go through X Factor-style auditions to woo this girl. Much love, Hayley.
Oh, thanks, Hayley. That's the sister of Gareth. If you didn't hear this was quite a few years ago, where we did a competition to find love for the old Becky, who was called Laura. Not old, well, you know what I mean.
I like it. For ages, I was known as the new Laura.
Yeah.
And now she's the old Becky.
Yeah. Things changed. Anyway, she used to be where you are.
Yeah,
and we did a competition called One Night with Laura, where we held X Factor style auditions all around the country to try and find her love. And in the final, which there was a final, there were three people. Gareth from Chard, who was very funny.
Oh, he was my favourite because he was from the West Country.
Yeah. Do you remember listening to this?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Yeah.
Shep, he was from Northern Ireland. There was a big scandal there. He already had a girlfriend. She wasn't, she wasn't happy.
Seriously? Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, there was a lie detector. It all went off. it all went a bit Jeremy Kyle. It was amazing. DNA. No, we didn't do that. Then there was Ben. Oh, bless Ben. He was the one that stood up every time the national anthem was played.
Oh.
And played an accordion.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah. And then the person, none of those in the final, was James, who Laura is actually getting
yes.
married to next year. See, so it did find her love, but just not with the winner. But yeah, Gareth won the competition. He won Laura. I'm not here. Very emotional. Can you clear up the thing about dressing up as a Mexican?
I just get so bored.
How many girlfriends have you had, Gareth?
What, real ones?
These are all the finalists.
Well, I'm not in it for the fame, the glory, the power, the money. I'm just in it for love and romance.
Give us a spark to start the flame, start the fire, because this fire ain't out yet.
I really want to go out with Laura, because she's amazing.
It's now time to put this thing to rest.
Just something I've got to try my best, something I've just got to do. That's
my yeah, I'm so pleased I joined the show when I did, otherwise that could have been me.
It could have been you, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we had a bus and everything, it was brilliant. And Gareth. That was Gareth there.
People of this world, and of other worlds as well, if possible, vote for me because I'm amazing, and if I win, that means I get to go out with Laura, and she's wicked. And if I don't win, then I just got to go to work as usual. So it's rubbish.
Oh, now Gareth's getting married, so he has found love after Aww. Being cruelly dumped by Laura.
Did she dump him at Disneyland or when they got back?
A bit after. That's good. Got a trip to Disneyland. you can tell when that was quite a while ago because of the use of "That's My Goal" by Shane Ward in the background. It kind of dates it, but it has just made him about 13p. So there we are, Shane.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.